The Arizona Supreme Court this week upheld new campaign contribution limits passed by the legislature that let candidates take in as much as 10 times more money. Calling the issue convoluted puts it mildly, and the oral arguments reflected that. When voters passed the Clean Elections Act in 1998, its intent was to reduce the influence of money in politics. The act lowered contribution limits, but the drafters didn't write in specific monetary amounts. Instead, they made the limits a function of amounts listed in another statute. Arguing on behalf of the Clean Elections Commission, Attorney Joseph Canfield said that doesn't mean voters can be overridden.
There's probably 100 different ways the voters could have drafted that statute to accomplish what they wanted. But there's nothing that suggests that they had to do it a different way, that they had to put the numbers in the statute to accomplish the same purpose.
But Chief Justice Rebecca White-Birch didn't find that argument especially persuasive.
Now, you mentioned that could have been written in 100 other ways, and I'd suggest that 99 of them would have been clearer than this.
Legislative candidates will be able to take $4,000 from an individual donor, up from $440. Will that lead to the funding floodgates breaking open, upending a more level playing field? Does it signal the imminent end of the state's clean election system? Consultant Constantine Carrard is president of Grassroots Partners. His efforts have led to a number of legislative victories for conservative Republicans, and he joins me now. In the House and the Senate, so many of the districts are gerrymandered. There's this feeling that there aren't that many competitive seats. Any reason to think that there's going to be a little bit of more of a risk taken, thinking, okay, this is a D district, this is an R, but you know what? I've got a little extra money. Maybe I can give it a shot because that district wasn't that far off last time.
You may have a few cases, an Ethan Orr down in Tucson who's a Republican in what is nominally a Democrat district. Perhaps he can, as an incumbent, as someone who's cast some votes that some people really like and some people really dislike, but the people who really like may be able to write him some larger checks. This is not going to increase the amount of money that goes into political campaigns. What it does is that it's going to redirect some of the money from the independent expenditure groups to the candidate campaigns. Really what you want is you want the candidates who are representing themselves. It'd be nice if almost they had all the money and they could just run their own campaigns and you as the voter could compare one to the other. Instead, it's difficult to get an honest assessment of the candidates because the outside groups dominate. The big donors, the folks who would write a $2,000 check but could only write a $400 check and said, okay, well, I'll give another $1,500 to this IE group, can now say, hey, candidate, I'm going to give you the whole $2,000. For a lot of these districts, it doesn't really change the dynamic. If the parties and the outside groups are going to be aggressive in targeting a swing district, you as the candidate know you're going to have the smallest checkbook.
Are there certain races you think this might have a bigger impact on?
Clearly, Ducey benefits. The governor's race, you have Christine Jones, who can self-fund. And I've heard $5 million, I've heard $9 million, but you know, she has substantial personal wealth, and whether she spends five or nine, she's been a successful executive to where she no doubt has a Rolodex of her own. For someone like Ducey, where he was running for governor and he was told, oh, I'm sorry, if someone gives you more than $912, that will corrupt you, that was where the court obviously said, okay, that's too restrictive. Now he can go out and get $2,000 checks, and he's one of those people who is well positioned to take advantage of the increase. Ducey benefits not just from his Rolodex, but from the fact there's a lot of people who expect him to win, who kind of rally to the front runner. Everybody wants to be on the winning side. Everybody's out there trying to raise him money. Conversely, it's bad news for the clean elections candidates in the governor's race because Bennett, Al Melvin, Andy Thomas, these guys are all running clean. So they're limited to around $800,000 for the primary, which was already going to be well behind Christine Jones. They knew they were going to be behind Doug Ducey, but the question is, am I $3 million behind Ducey or am I $6 million? You know, it really starts to put some distance.
You've gotten a lot of credit and obviously from some corners blame for how well you've handled the clean election system and candidates you've worked with. What do you see as the short-term and long-term, if there is a long-term future for clean elections?
Short-term, the effect may not be as pronounced, in part because we're a year into the cycle already. Elections are now just a year away. And so candidates don't have a lot of time to pivot or change fundraising strategies. Over the coming years, I think folks will move further and further away from clean elections because they can now raise enough money traditionally to really put some distance between themselves and the funding that clean elections candidates get. But it will take donors a while to get used to writing larger checks too. And that's where people who anticipate this flood of dollars are largely going to be disappointed.
Political consultant Constantine Carrard, president of Grassroots Partners.
A former chair of the Arizona Democratic Party says this week's ruling brings the state's campaign contribution limits in line with those for federal offices. Jim Peterson believes there will be more money in state elections next year, but doesn't think the ruling will help Democrats running for statewide office. Peterson, though, isn't concerned about the new limits.
If you look at the financial reporting forms that our candidates file, you know, I think it's very interesting. Say for a very important race like governor, you're going to see page after page of hundreds, even thousands of contributors. And it covers the whole range of the maximum contributors and also the $5, $10, $50 contributors. Certainly, the lower limit contributors outnumber the higher ones. Now, does that mean that the higher contributors have more influence? Well, as long as you report it, as long as people know where the money's coming from, and they know who that candidate may be beholden to, then I think that's okay. But if they don't know where it's coming from, if they don't know who the candidate is beholden to, that's not a healthy thing.
We've heard so much about the paucity of competitive districts in legislative races, that so many of them are either heavily skewed to the left or heavily skewed to the right, Republican, Democrat. Do you think that having these higher campaign limits can change those numbers at all, or does districting and gerrymandering beat money in this case?
I think it does. I think gerrymandering does beat money. You can't go against basic demographics. If you have a district that's overwhelmingly Republican or overwhelmingly Democrat, as so many of our districts are in Arizona, I don't think any amount of money is going to overcome that. It's just a barrier that you can't surmount. Where it does become important is in competitive races. So if we had more competitive races, then I think money would play a key role. But unfortunately, because of the lack of competitive districts, you know, I don't think money really plays much of an interest in those races.
You are somebody who has given large amounts of money to political candidates, including yourself when you ran for the U.S. Senate. Do you think that these new limits will sort of change the thought process for donors when they'll want to give more to candidates? Maybe they'll spread out their donations more or less, anything like that?
Well, I think there's a finite number of people in the state that can make a $4,000 contribution. As far as Democrats are concerned, we don't have a big fundraising base in this state. So for those higher-income individuals, sure. Whereas maybe in the past they contributed to the party or maybe in an independent expenditure committee, you have to be a salesman. You have to sell your ideas. You have to sell your vision. You have to sell your platform. And if people believe in you, then they'll give money. So, sure, I think it opens up an avenue for our candidates to really take advantage of that.
But it also presumably opens up an avenue for Republican candidates where there may be more potentially high-dollar value donors available to them. Do you think that that could potentially give Republicans an advantage, more of an advantage than they seem to have right now?
I think it's unlikely. If you're a good candidate, you're going to be able to go out there and raise money.
Jim Peterson is a former chair of the Arizona Democratic Party.